In April, it was reported that Governor Sean Parnell's top staffer used his personal email account to communicate with National Guard whistleblowers about sexual assault response. In an interview with APRN that month, the governor said Chief of Staff Mike Nizek's correspondence on the National Guard should be a matter of public record.
I've asked Mr. Nizek to check his personal email for that, and his recollection is that it was one email account that they emailed to him. But again, that was, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So I've asked him to check that account, move it to the state account, which is the protocol we're to follow, and that'll be, you know, part of the public record at that point.
Shortly after, APRN filed a records request to learn how the Office of the Governor handled complaints about the Guard. 4 months later, that request has been denied. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
Alaska regulations give government bodies 10 working days to fulfill a records request, plus another 10 if they need an extension. It took Parnell's office 86 working days just to deny one. The request sought any emails Chief of Staff Mike Nizek sent to National Guardsmen using his personal account from 2010 on, among other things. APRN asked for these documents to find out how the governor's office responded to complaints about the National Guard from its own members. Did they respond efficiently, and did they take complaints seriously? Since the request was filed, APRN put in more than 24 calls to the governor's office to find out when the request would be satisfied, many of which went unreturned. The response finally came in as a 3-page letter that arrived on Friday, September 26 at 6 p.m. The denial letter cites the legal right to privacy and references a recent attack ad by Senator Mark Begich's campaign that upset the family members of sexual assault victims. It also suggests the documents fall under privileges protecting personnel and the communications of clergymen. Governor Parnell was aware of the request, but not of its denial. After a Monday debate in Juneau, Parnell did not say if he believed records related to the National Guard should be made public, and instead repeatedly referred questions to his policy director before telling a reporter she wasn't serious in her questions.
I've known about the request, but I've not reviewed any records. I don't know what he has done, so we will comply with the statute to the best of our abilities, and that's why I suggest you go see and ask Randy Ruaro.
So that's what we did. First, Ruaro apologizes for the slow response.
That is a long period, I agree.
Ruaro says they were swamped with requests and lacked manpower to deal with them. He says there was no political calculation behind the delay and that there was no effort to avoid potential litigation over the request being processed before Election Day. As far as the denial itself, Ruaro says he took a broad view when he opted to reject the request wholesale instead of partially fulfilling it or releasing redacted documents.
There's no exceptions for partial releases of records when it's coming to identities of victims, their circumstances, personnel records. The statutes just don't say in those instances that you can release part of a record, but not all of it. As I read it, they're more of a blanket prohibition.
Parnell's political rival disagrees with that legal interpretation. Bill Walker, an attorney who is running as an independent candidate for governor, questions some of the reasons for the denial, specifically the argument that the correspondence with National Guard chaplains who raise concerns about leadership should be excluded.
They're trying to apply a privilege that doesn't apply to them. Those chaplains are not the clergy for Mike Nizek and Sean Parnell.
Walker adds that if he were governor, his interpretation of the public records statute would make transparency a higher priority. He suggests the governor is stonewalling and that the point of the delay is
keep the issue out of the public eye, cannot expose the governor's wrongdoing until after the election.
The chaplains who notified the governor's office of wrongdoing within the National Guard declined interview requests or did not respond to messages. But their attorney, Wayne Ross, says he's disappointed Parnell is not providing more information about his office's response to the allegations.
I think you ought to hold his feet to the fire and get him obviously, if he said it would be released and it's not being released, somebody's not following his orders or he's not being truthful. I would like to believe that somebody's not following his orders.
While the governor's office did not provide any records, APRN was separately able to obtain 3 emails sent by a National Guard chaplain, along with 1 response sent by Nizek from his personal account. The emails were sent at the beginning of 2012, and the chaplain's correspondence refers to the sexual assault crisis only broadly. The chaplain does not identify victims, but he does name specific Alaska National Guard leaders and proceeds to excoriate them. The chaplain mentions the, quote, misuse of a government credit card to the tune of over $200,000 and the promotion of a senior officer who ignored the problem of sexual assault in his command. On a 3rd message sent February 3rd, the chaplain expresses concern that he's, quote, cluttering up Nizek's email. The email reads, just so you know, I am receiving your messages. I got a call wanting me to send an acknowledgement. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.